You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
From Shakespeare to Schwartz, from Fosse to Alvin Ailey, from Sondheim to Bareilles, from McNally to Fay, it happened to the greats, it still happens every day. When lightning strikes, it's the moment you know. When lightning strikes, where you're meant to go. You can stand and shout Eureka, do whatever you like. You'll never forget the moment when lightning strikes.
Hi, this is Gerald Brunner, and you're listening to When Lightning Strikes, where we talk about the heart-thumping, tingly, mic-drop moment that led you to becoming an artist. And my guest today is the wildly talented Alisa Folds. Alisa was a student at the Freestyle Love Supreme Academy, and then a few months later, she was on Broadway in Freestyle Love Supreme. Freestyle Love Supreme is a hip-hop, improv, never-before-seen comedy musical phenomenon. And Alisa's other theater credits include Sistas the Musical, Seussical, Freaky Friday, Ragtime. She's performed at North Shore Music Theater, Goodspeed Opera House, Arrow Rock Lyceum. She also appears in the new documentary, We Are Freestyle Love Supreme, which premieres July 17th, on Hulu. Welcome, Alisa.
Thank you so much for having me. That was a great introduction.
Thank you. I'm so thrilled that you're on because I love the trajectory of your career so far. It's such an inspiring story. Can you talk about going to Freestyle Love Supreme Academy and then getting to Broadway?
Yeah, I mean, it really was just last year was a crazy journey. I had been auditioning, you know, I went to school for musical theater, so that was always a goal of mine to make it a career. And I became a fan of Freestyle Love Supreme back in like high school after I saw In the Heights and found out about Lynn, and then I heard about this group. And my friends, in high school, I used to fake rap all the time. I used to pretend my name, Young Niece, that they call me on stage in Freestyle Love Supreme, came from high school. And my friends were calling me that way before, you know, anything happened. But I've been a fan for a long time and I've gone to see a lot of shows. And then I found out they were having an academy last year and I just signed up for it and didn't think anything of it. I didn't think that I would get in, but a few weeks later I got an email and, you know, I worked with Shockwave, Chris Sullivan, very closely. He was my teacher. And yeah, I just was introduced to this thing I wanted to do. That was all the parts of me that I hadn't explored. And they, you know, Chris and fell in love with me and I got to work with them again. We did the, performance at National Sawdust. And yeah, then I was invited to audition, and that audition story is crazy, but you know, it all worked out and it came full circle that I'm a part of this thing with these people that I've looked up to for so long. And it's just, I don't know, the craziest dream come true. I never would have thought this would have happened, but it goes back to something that I've heard a lot, you know, when I was trying to audition for different productions and losing hope as an actor, as you do, you know, because this is a hard business and, you know, you're constantly comparing yourself to other people, but it comes down to what's for you is for you. And I truly believe that this was for me because this is the best way I could have made my Broadway debut. And just the relationships that I have with these humans that are just the most beautiful people, it's been incredible, and I'm so grateful.
There's so much to unpack here. First of all, I love the story. Can you talk about when you first discovered Freestyle Love Supreme? Where were you in your life? Where did you grow up?
I'm from New York. I'm from Queens, New York, originally, you know, born and raised. And I remember I used to be in a professional children's chorus when I was a kid. in high school. So it wasn't through high school, but it was basically all these kids from all over New York would get together, and it was very diverse, and we would sing like really hard classical music and folk music and foreign music and gospel music, just everything. And I met this girl, Nikauri. We went to on a trip. My first trip with the choir was to Prague, and we performed in the Choir Olympics, which is so nerdy, but it's an actual event that happened. So that I've you know, participated in twice in my life. But yeah, she was like, you have to listen to this new musical, because she knew I was into musicals, and she introduced me to In the Heights. And she was actually the person that took me to my first freestyle show. She was like, all right, we got to check this out. And yeah, I just remember sitting there and being like, what the hell is this? Can I say hell? I don't know.
Yeah, but- how old were you at that point? And
I was in high school.
Yeah. What was it that blew you away? I mean, it is mind blowing.
As I said, I had always rapped as a joke. Like my name, Young Niece, there was a song by this girl, Young B. Her name was Young B. And I like took the beginning of her rap and like put my name in it. And I would be at the lunch table at school with my friends, like banging on the table. And I was like, Young Niece is on the track. So it's about to be crazy. Rich girl, that's me. Okay, baby. And they were all like, oh my God. And so when I got to that show and just saw that it was theater plus rap and like we're making it up, like it was just everything I wanted to do in one thing. And I gravitated so much towards it. I remember during quarantine a few weeks ago, I actually was like scrolling through my old Tumblr from high school and college. And I found a post that said I saw, like, it was little me. Right. I never forgot this existed, but it said, just came back from my second Freestyle Love Supreme show. I would so love to be a part of something like this. And I posted it on Twitter, and Lynn was like, haha, what? Like, this is crazy. We were like, we want you. That's the universe. It's just so crazy to me that it worked out this way.
How incredible. Now, can you talk about, are you sick of talking about the audition?
No, it's fun. It's a crazy stress-inducing story. So I had just left the city to perform in Freaky Friday at North Shore Music Theater. And I, like, it was the first day of rehearsal, actually, the first table read. We were on lunch, and I was sitting with these people I didn't know. I just met them all. And I, like, sat down and opened my phone to check my mail. And I had an email from Telsey being like, we need you to hold this date and we need you to hold this date. We're looking for covers, standby for the Freestyle Supreme on Broadway. And I kind of just like screamed and walked away. And all the people were like, what is wrong with this girl? And I went and I started freaking out. And then I read, and then I like finally calmed down and started to breathe. And I looked at the dates, and both of the dates I could not do because they conflicted with my schedule here at North Shore. And I am a person that hates conflicts. So I was like, I don't know what to do. So I called my best friend. She didn't pick up. Call my other best friend. She picked up. She was like, call your manager right now. He'll figure it out. Call my manager. And he didn't know anything about that I had been taking these Freestyle Love Supreme classes and like that this could be a huge possibility. But I was like, Greg, you need to understand. Like, I have to jump on this opportunity. Please help me figure out how I can get out of these dates here. Because I still want to do Freaky Friday and I don't want to step on their toes, but I would love to be able to, you know, take this opportunity. It happened to fall on the first date was like our final mandatory dress rehearsal that had an audience. And the second one was opening night. So it was like impossible. But we worked it out. I took a train at 4 a.m. the next day to get into the city. And I got into the city and sat around for a little bit and then went into the room for probably half an hour. And inside of the room was Tommy Kail, Chris Jackson, Shockwave. Chris Sullivan, Shockwave, and Chris Jackson, and James Iglehart, Patrick Vassell, Tommy Kail, if I said that already. But it was the big dogs, and it was scary. And I'm tired. terrified. And I literally walk in the room and I'm peeing my pants, and then we just start rapping. It was unlike any audition I've ever done in my life. And as an actor, you know, you go through these things, you get rejections, and I started to hate auditioning. And it started to be an anxiety inducing thing instead of being a fun thing for me. But that audition was the most, I mean, we went there and they had microphones and amps, and they were just, Chris was beatboxing, somebody was on the piano, and then Tommy was like, okay, Anissa, go. Like, all right, you're in a pizza shop and this is happening. Make it happen. And I was just, I never in my life had done something like this with these people in the room. But because I have been doing it as a joke and not taking myself seriously all these years, it just was natural to me. And I was, instead of being afraid of Chris Jackson and James Iglehart, I was vibing with them and we were having fun and we were chilling and we were making rhymes and conversating back and forth through, like, you know, singing and stuff. And it was just natural and fun. And they said, this is it. I think it was Chris Jackson. I don't know. It was both of them. They were like, she's the one. And it was like, I'm the first person here for the audition. But yeah, then basically the audition, they wanted people to come in throughout the day so we could do group ciphers, so we could all play together, because that's what Freestyle Supreme is about. You need people to play off of. It's not just one person. And that was just the most amazing audition experience for me. And so then after I went, they brought somebody else into the room to be in there with us. And that was Kayla Milady, Kaiser Rose, who is now in the group with me as a female beatboxer, and she is incredible. This woman can do things with her mouth no one can. And I know her because we've worked together before. So she walked in and we were like, ah, Kayla. I forgot where I was for a second. And they were like, wait, y'all know each other? We were like, yeah. Oh, she's the best. And then, you know, we were just chilling and making music, and I'm like discreetly looking at the time. And they're like, all right, so Anissa, you can hang out more. And I was like, you don't say this in an audition with these people. But I was like, I actually have to go. They're like, what time is your train? Gerald, I had to book a flight to get back to Massachusetts in time from New York. So I had to go catch a plane. So my mom, I'm like, please, you have to come pick me up. You have to come take me to the airport. So my mom picks me up. And I get to the airport. Everything is going fine. It's like crazy that this is all working out. And then I sitting in the car with my mom eating, and I'm checking the flight delayed half an hour. And I was like, okay, that's cutting it close, but hopefully it's fine. And then, like, you know, I wait with her for a couple more minutes, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to go check in, you know, say bye to her, get inside, delayed another half an hour. And I was like, okay, what's happening? That's bad. If this flight doesn't leave on time, I'm not going to make it back for the performance. So I go to see if I could change the time to the earlier flight. And they're like, that flight is boarding right now. You can't make it. So I go sit down, delayed an hour, like delayed another hour. And I'm freaking out as it's getting worse and worse because I need to make it back in time. Finally, I get on the flight and I'm bawling crying because at this point, I just don't know if I'm going to make it. The flight attendant's like, are you okay? I'm not. But the thing is, once you get on that flight, you realize it is nothing. It's so fast. But still, I'm late at this point and I'm terrified because I don't like letting people down and I just wanted everything to work out with no drama. So I got to get to the cab, $60 cab. And I'm like, sir, please drive us back. Like, please, I need to be somewhere like 10 minutes ago. And I'm in the back of the car, like putting up my hair and wig prep and trying to put eyelashes on and makeup and all freaking out. And I'm like putting stuff on my face and trying to make it. And then I get to the North Shore Music Theater. And I put my costume on really fast. Everyone's like backstage is hectic. And I ran on stage for my first entrance. My first line, didn't miss anything.
Now, wait, just tell me the God is in the detail. That's an amazing story and your devotion. to your show and to the audition. That's a beautiful thing. You know, the universe, I think, works in our favor.
I had to be there for call time. I think it was like 6:30 or 7:30. And I got there after the first number. And I had a few scenes before I had to do my solo stuff. But it was wild the way I walked right on for that. And this, the whole cast, they were all screaming because they didn't think I was going to make it. And yeah, I mean, the whole time the director was the artistic director was texting me. My manager was texting me. They were like, "Where are you? Where are you? People are getting mad. Like, come on, what do you want me to do?"
Now, can you bring me to when you got the word? Was it Telsey? Did they contact? Did they email you? Was it your agent? How did you hear? And what did you do? Where were you? And who did you contact?
Yeah, I heard, I know, I was really scared. I don't know. I was just scared the whole time waiting to hear if I got it or not. I was very, very anxious all the time. And I think it was one morning. It was after opening night. It was one morning. And I woke up to like 3 missed calls. And then I heard a voicemail, and it was from Patrick Vassell. And he was like, "Hey," oh no, James Hickey, I think. He was like, "Hey, I'm a producer for Freestyle Love Supreme, and we wanted to offer you the standby role." And I was just like, "Ah!" And then I called him back, and I was like, "I got your message. Thank you so much." And then my manager called me, and he was like, "Hey, how are you?" And I was like, "I'm good." He was like, "What's up?" And I was like, "You know, nothing." And he was like, "You know, good things happen." And I was like, "I know, Greg." They called me, and he was like, "I wanted to tell you." But yeah, I mean, I walked into the dressing room that day, and I was like, because everyone had been waiting. And I was like, "Hey, guys, I got it." Just really quietly, when it was quiet in there, and they all started screaming, and everybody started coming in, and it was a very nice, because they had been rooting for me, and I was on edge a lot of that contract, just scared, waiting to hear, and trying to deal with the whole traveling there thing, but it all worked out, and I was happy to be surrounded with such wonderful humans to celebrate with me.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
I heard about the story where you took a picture with Lin-Manuel Miranda at In the Heights, in the backstage, or at the stage door, and there you were performing with him.
Yeah, I mean, even as, you know, for the dress rehearsals, this show is such a different beast, you know. Musical theater girl like me, I'm used to scripts, you know, as we all are. And I wasn't a UCB girl like you. I wanted to do improv, and I had looked into it, but I never got around to it. So I was scared. But you kind of just have to trust the people around you. And, you know, these guys have been playing together for 16 years. they know each other. So being the new kid on the block and truly the youngest person on stage, it was just a learning thing, and I was soaking it up like a sponge. I thought we were going to have, you know, Broadway. I thought we were going to have regular rehearsal. We had rehearsal for a week. How do you rehearse something you make up? You just have to do it over and over again. And I was ready to be that standby that was like, you know, I'm going to go on a few times a week, you know, or like, you know, whenever somebody was not there. And I went on, they were like the first dress rehearsal. They were like, you're on. Second dress rehearsal. They were like, you're on. And it just kept being like that. I was on constantly, and it kind of changed from a standby to just being one of the players that got to go on when, you know, I was, when the coach put me in. And, you know, opening night with all of us on stage, the entire Freestyle Love Supreme, which never in the history of Freestyle Love Supreme has happened.
There's a wonderful documentary that's coming out on Hulu July 17th. We Are Freestyle Love Supreme. And it really brings people into the genesis of Freestyle Love Supreme. And you're in it.
Yeah.
What was that like for you to see the documentary?
It is so fun to see them as babies and just, you know, young kids trying to figure out a way to make this thing happen. And, you know, just it being so new and before they were well known and before In the Heights and before Hamilton. And it's just, it's fun to watch. And it really is, it tries very hard to mimic the magic you feel when you see a Freestyle Love Supreme show. And it's a beautiful thing. So you just get to see the behind the scenes of it and how it came to be. And it's a wonderful story.
Can you talk about your lightning strikes moment?
Honestly, yeah, I mean, I just am not good. I don't think I'm really good at anything else. You know, when I was young, my mom used to put me in a lot of sports camps, and I was like, I don't want to do this. And she eventually said, what do you want to do? And tailored to what it was that I was interested in. And she found me musical theater programs and such. And then in elementary school, that's where I kind of was forced to find my voice. And my music teacher, we sang We Are the World, and she passed out the lines to everyone to sing a solo. And then I sang, and she was like, what was that? And I don't like attention like that. When I was a kid, I was very shy, and she made me do it again and then made me audition for the musical. I didn't want to do that. This other girl wanted the role she wanted me to have, and I was like, just give it to her. And then she talked to my mom, and mom was like, you're doing this. Basically, my life is people pushing me and not believing in myself. And, you know, the moment where for myself, I had to be like, hey, this is you should do this. I saw In the Heights a lot of times when I was in high school, and I don't know, it just inspired me so much to see people that I knew on stage, as in the communities that I knew. You know, growing up in New York, I know those communities, and those people are my friends, and I go to school with them, and I know their families, and it just felt so familiar and so wild to see musical theater in this new way with rap and you know, salsa and bachata and all that. I don't know. It was amazing to me. And I was on the fence. I didn't know if I wanted to go to school for musical theater, but I don't know. In the Heights kind of just made me feel like I could do it for some reason. And so that was the show that made me go, yeah, I'm going to audition for schools. I'm going to do it and see if it happens. So yeah, I would say that was maybe it.
Where did you audition then? Where did you go to school?
I went to the University of Hartford, the Hart School, for music, dance, and theater.
Oh, yes. It's like a conservatory training. Well, first of all, what was the show that your mom said, no, you should be in that? Do you remember what show that was?
Yeah, it was my first ever musical. It was South Pacific, and I played Bloody Mary. And I just was afraid of singing in front of people. a very shy kid. And yeah, truly this other girl wanted the role. And she was like, I want to be Bloody Mary. And I was like, yeah, this girl wants to be Bloody Mary. Let her do it. I don't want to. But the teacher was like, you're gonna. And then she made me do a bunch of stuff after that.
When did you know, though, that you had those pipes, you know, that you could sing like that?
Honestly, I didn't really get them until college. I could sing, but I didn't really find my voice, unleash my voice until college. My teacher really did that and opened up some notes for me. But yeah, I don't know. Singing always brought me so much joy.
You know, when you were singing In the Heights all those times, that one day you would be performing with those people on stage, like Lynn and Chris, and you, that they would be your castmates. What do you think you would have said?
I just wouldn't believe it. I wouldn't think it would be true. Even when I'm on stage with them sometimes, you know, I was, what? Like, this can't be happening right now. And I remember after our first preview, we all had like a little gathering and I was sitting with Chris Sullivan, Shockwave, at the bar. And I was just like, this is insane. I can't believe this. Thank you for putting me here, because he was my teacher and he was the one that, you know, vouched for me and told them, and that he got me in that National Sawdust gig when they needed a singer. He thought of me and he vouched for me. He believed in me. He saw something in me. And I know that he relayed that to the group, the rest of the group. And he's one of my dearest friends now. But I just remember sitting at that bar and just being beside myself. And he was like, I didn't do anything. You brought yourself. I saw you. And you already had everything. I didn't teach you anything. You just are Freestyle Love Supreme. And like, you're here for, this wasn't a mistake. Like, you're supposed to be here. And I was like, thanks, Chris. Okay. But yeah,
Cause that was all.
It's wild. I'm sorry. I just still, even now, I'm just like, I can't believe it.
That was all because of you were in the Freestyle Love Supreme Academy, right?
Yeah, that I wasn't going to go to because I had conflicts. But he also then was like, nope, just come. We'll figure it out.
That's incredible. And I love that you're also a teacher now. They're doing a virtual class. Do you want to talk about a virtual whole?
Yes, a Freestyle Love Supreme Academy. I have been teaching with them, you know, virtually. It's been different. And at first I was very hesitant and skeptical about it because it's weird to move to everything remotely. How are you going to teach freestyle online? But working with these kids is just the joy of my week. Every time they are so excited and it's amazing to watch them grow and realize that it's not about, you know, people are so afraid to take these classes because they think they have to be some star rapper, but it's not about that. It's more about telling your story over a beat. And if you rhyme, you rhyme. You know, you can get better at that over time. I took that example to, you know, make a little rhyme for you, but you know, it's just, yeah, it's wonderful to see people come out of their shell, and it's the best.
Yeah, because that's what I was going to ask you too. What might surprise people about this kind of, about freestyling, or what do you think people should know about, you know, who look at you and think, God, how the hell does she do that on the spot, you know, with, and in beautiful, you know, not only, I mean, you're using so many pieces of you, you know, you're singing, you're rapping, right? And, you're acting, you know, what might surprise people about that? Yeah.
I mean, you just got to do it. I would be lying if I didn't say I made millions of mistakes on stage on Broadway, because it's, you know, we're making it up on the spot. Walking into the unknown. We don't know what's going to happen. But before we go on stage, every time, every night, we say to each other, we got your back. I guess they've been doing this for years, but you know, It's what I've learned. It's ritual. And that's true. And that's what the community of Freestyle of Supreme Academy is. We're just trying to replicate that love that we have for each other on stage. And it's, if you fall, somebody around you is going to pick you up, because it is scary. Like, it's, you know, going into it in the beginning, I know I was very adamant on rhyming all the time. I had to rhyme all the time. And, you know, I got a note and they were just like, because you're trying to rhyme all the time, you're not telling the story, and you have to tell your story. And so it's just about being you and bringing you to the table. And I think that's the most important. And that this is why this has been the most rewarding for me. You know, as I said, struggling with my journey as an actor and like getting down on myself because I was in final callbacks for Waitress a bunch of times. And eventually, one of the last times it happened, my manager was like, all right, we need to go to a class or something, because why isn't this happening? And, you know, I get down on myself because is it me? Like, what am I doing wrong? Am I not bringing the right thing to the table? But we have to realize it could be the simplest thing. It doesn't have to be me per se. It could be I'm not as tall as the actor that played that role before, the same size. They're weird about these kind of things. And for Freestyle Love Supreme, I am on stage playing myself. And that is something that is so special. And I think that in the Freestyle Love Supreme Academy, that's what you need to do. Don't try to be anybody else. It's not about replicating what you see on stage. It's not about I have to be the best rapper. It's about bringing you and what you have and using it.
You mentioned you're not getting Waitress and the things you didn't get. What made you stay the course? I mean, obviously you're incredibly talented, but like you said, it's such a hard business. How did you stay with it? What kept you going?
Just the fact that I didn't want to do anything else. Nothing else makes me as happy. It was really that simple. I've threatened to quit musical theater and theater a million times. But at the end of the day, I was never going to quit because nothing else makes me feel like it. There's just nothing else I wanted to do. And I've always known that. And I was just going to keep going until it happened.
And is there a role you're aching to play or part or something you're to do?
I don't know. I did Sister Act before, so Dolores would be fun again. Maybe Asaka and Once on This Island, and just, you know, roles that I wouldn't normally play. You know, I see the theater is changing now, so I'm hoping that happens, and you know, things are created for people like me. You know, somebody sees me and is like, I want to write a show for you. Well, let's do that.
Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for having me. When lightning strikes, it's
the moment you know. The theme song was written by Tom McGovern. This episode was edited by Kyle Moore, and the talent was booked by Anna Strauss. When lightning strikes.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.